Hello, sports fans.
Time for sports.
Let the games begin.
Turn on the radio.
It's time to talk high school basketball on the Coach's Corner.
Only 3 days remaining in the high school basketball season. We're going to continue that Thursday, Friday, and Saturday. It'll be at the Sevier Valley Center in Richfield, and things are shaping up quite nice, I think, for a couple of teams here in the local area. The Emory boys and girls both punched their ticket with wins in the opening round, and we'll talk a lot of Emory high school basketball on the show tomorrow. Today, however, we are going to talk Carbon High School basketball. Now, the boys team, unfortunately, their season came to an end early Saturday morning, but the girls picked up a win Friday afternoon by knocking off the Manti Templars out of Region 15. And joining us right now to talk a bit about that, we have Coach Ted Bianco on the phone right now. Coach, a pleasure as always. Thank you.
Thanks for having me.
Definitely, Coach. We have a lot to talk about. I know it's a fun time. It's even more fun knowing that you punched your ticket to the quarterfinals, which means the girls will participate in the final 3 days of the season. We can start by talking about the win this past Friday, 58-29 over Manti. Coach, kind of a slow start, but the girls took over late in the contest and pulled away.
Well, Manti came out, and they were really aggressive, and that kind of affected the way we played a little bit. We allowed their pressure to get to us a bit, and we missed some easy shots, missed a couple free throws, and they out-rebounded us in the first half, which in my opinion, shouldn't have happened. But I think we were a little bit shell-shocked, and I think Manti, having played that game on Wednesday, may have been a little bit of an advantage to them, you know, actually getting to play a game and then stepping on the court and taking it to us. And it was a good experience for us. I thought our girls responded well. We got a lead. We maintained the lead the whole game, and the thing that I was most pleased with is the adjustments that we made in the second half. The girls came out and did exactly what we wanted them to do.
Yeah, Coach, you and I had the conversation last week about the lack of competition that you guys were faced with as far as Region 14 goes. Not massive adversity, but great to be tested a bit, I'm sure, coming out of the gate.
It was. I mean, anytime you get to the state tournament, you're going to face adversity, and we haven't faced a whole lot of adversity in games this year. So that first half was an eye opener for our girls, and hopefully they step on the court on Thursday and come out guns a-blazing and getting ready to go.
Let's talk about some of the aspects that worked in this contest. Once again, Jody Noyes, she had her way down low, Coach. She managed a double-double by our statistics in this contest. She finishes with 22 points, 10 boards, also had a few assists. How did you assess the way Jody played?
I thought she played great. She took her time. She was fundamentally sound with what she had, and she caught the ball well, and she attacked the basket well, which was crucial for us. I didn't think that they did a great job of guarding her down in the low post, which allowed us to get her the ball, and then she took advantage of what they weren't doing to her, which she needs to do. She's capable of doing that against anybody. If she makes a quick move to the basket, she generally scores, and that's something that she needs to do the rest of the season for us. She's got to catch the ball and go up strong and finish, and I thought she played really well.
Abby reaches double digits with 13 points, 5 rebounds, 4 assists. Coach, a lot of the girls that you guys had in the starting five, they were big across the board. I know Jordan only scored 4 points, but she did have 4 assists, 4 steals to her name as well. Cora chipped in with 6 points. I mean, you guys were pretty solid front to back, and I know that's kind of a reoccurring theme with this team. But even in the state tournament, to see that type of production across the board, I'm sure from a coaching staff's perspective, is great.
Well, we have to be consistent at everything that we're trying to accomplish, and scoring is a big thing. We need somebody else to step up in that post besides Jody to score for us, and if we can have 2 threats down there, that's going to make us even tougher to play against. So we know our guards can get a lot of things done for us, but we're still looking for that other post spot to step up and do some big things for us also, and it's happened a few times this year, but at the state tournament, we need to have both of them going in all 3 games. So we've been focusing on that quite a bit this week's practices, and we'll make sure that they're ready to go for Thursday.
And without jumping too far ahead, Coach, that top half of the bracket is really shaping up to be interesting. Region 15 is pretty good when you take a look at the top 3 teams. South Sevier and Richfield both gave Emory some fits at times this season. Both of those squads are now still left in the top half of the bracket. Richfield's going to be first for us. What do you know about Richfield, Coach? What stands out to you?
Well, they lost a lot of their best players last year due to graduation, but they have some good ones returning, and Coach Peterson always does a good job down there in Richfield. He's a heck of a coach, and, you know, his teams are always well-prepared, and they will come out and be no different on Thursday. They're going to – watching them play against South Summit on Friday afternoon, they, you know, they get after it. They play a good aggressive man-to-man. They'll also come out in a 1-3-1 trap. They have two players that are their predominant scorers, the Lord girl, and then I think it's Steck. Steck's probably their best outside shooter, and the Lord girl, she kind of does it all. She's a scorer for them. So we got to know where those two are all the time, and make sure that we're contesting whatever they're trying to do, and hopefully make them pass more. So our goal on Thursday is to make sure that we play great defense. And that's going to be hard against Richfield. They like to drive, and they like to kick, and they like to shoot. So our girls are going to have to be active. They're going to have to move their feet. They're going to have to contest shots, and then they're going to have to go rebound. And we're very capable of doing that. I have no reservations that our team won't come out and play hard. So I'm looking forward to the matchup. I think it's going to be a good game, and I think it's going to be exciting for our fans and an exciting game at the tournament.
Again, we're being joined right now by Coach Ted Bianco with the Carbon Lady Dinos. Coach, three games in 3 days. As far as the make of the team, the rotation of the team, the health-wise, everything as good as could be expected right now for the squad going into the final 3 days?
Yeah, I think we're, you know, barring any more sicknesses that have been going around, we've kind of had the strep bug hit us and all the other stuff that's been going around the community. So hopefully we're done with that and our kids are ready to go.
It's definitely the steepest competition that any team is going to see. I think you guys have the toughest road, Coach, when you really take a look at it, because I think that Manti is a team I got to watch a little bit this year. They're not a bad basketball team, and there was the whole scenario of how Manti got into the state tournament. You get past that, you get Richfield, who's the number 2 seed from Region 15, and if you're fortunate enough to get by Richfield, you have South Sevier and Grantsville waiting for you, and then you have Emory in the state championship if things play out in that direction. I don't know that there could have been a more difficult road for a number 1 seed, and that's why this is fascinating to me to see how the girls can perform against this level of competition, because it is the most elite route in my mind that you could have.
Well, I think, you know, for us, when you get to the state tournament, there's going to be 8 teams there that are good teams, no doubt.
Mm-hmm.
And so you've got to step up to that challenge no matter who you play. And every year we've gone to the final 8, we've always had great competition in that next game. So we're used to it. Yeah, we've got a tough road ahead of us, but if you want to win it, you've got to be able to beat good teams. And, you know, it may be a difficult route for us, but it's also a difficult route for the teams that have to play against us. So we've got to step on the court with that mentality in mind that, you know what, yeah, they're a good team, but so are we. And if we have any doubts in our minds when we step on the court, that's going to be a problem for our girls. So our focus this week is, you know what, we're here because we belong here. We're a good basketball team. We've proved it all year long, and everybody can say whatever they want about the competition that we've played. We can't help who's in our region. We just have to play the games. And we've done a fantastic job of competing all year long. Yeah, we had 2 little hiccups in Grand Junction against 2 very good basketball teams, and we recovered from that. And as a result, we went 12-0 in our region play. And so I'm very proud of our girls. I have all the confidence in our team, and we just need to go out and do our thing. And if we can do that, good things are going to happen for us.
Coaches always talk about experience, right? And this is a younger team, and you guys had the state championship experience last year where you got to go to the tournament, lost to the eventual state champions in Emory. And so obviously that would categorize as experience for a younger group. So from a coach's standpoint, how do you use past experiences to make sure that these girls are put in a successful spot moving forward this year?
Well, we've been going back and looking at what we did this summer. That Las Vegas tournament was huge for us. We played 6 games in that tournament. We went 5-1, lost to a team from Hawaii by 3 points. And we ended up going through and winning the tournament. And we played against some really, really good basketball teams. And I think that experience really helped our girls understand that they can compete at a high level against anybody that they play against. If you'd have looked at the teams that we played and the team that we beat in the championship, you'd have thought we were going to get beat by 40. They were, you know, 6 foot, 6'1", 6'2", across their front line. And we had a battle, and we battled the whole game against them. And they came into that game thinking that they were going to stomp us. And you know, we let them know differently. And that's something you've got to play with a chip on your shoulder when people don't think that you're very good. And I think our kids have learned how to do that. They've learned how to play together well, and they've learned how to execute at a high level. And I attribute a lot of that to what we experienced this summer. That was probably the best thing that ever happened to these girls.
Coach, lastly, before I let you go, I do want to jump and talk about some of the other sports with you being the athletic director. Obviously, a terrific end of the swim season. I know wrestling just performed well at the state championship as well. Connor Fawcett earns a second place finish individually. So all in all, the winter sports season has been a lot of fun. Even though the boys' season has come to an end, there were some positives there as well. And, of course, the girls still have a chance for a state championship. It's a fun winter season at Carbon High. All the sports have been very competitive and very enjoyable to watch.
It has been, and you know what? It's the winter sports season is a grind because it's the longest season. And for these kids to do what they've done in all of their sports, it's been phenomenal to watch, and we're extremely proud of our winter sport athletes and what they've accomplished. It's been, the girls' swim team winning a state championship was the icing on the cake, and hopefully, the girls' basketball team can go down to Richfield and add to that. So we're extremely proud of all of our athletes. The wrestling team had a great performance at the state tournament. Connor Fawcett had a great outing. He ended up losing in his championship game by 1 point, or his championship match by 1 point. And he worked hard all year long, and he was excited to be in that round. So we couldn't be more proud of all of our winter sport athletes, and we still have one more week of winter sports before we get out for the spring sports. And I guess the thing that probably bothers me more about that is there's too much snow on the ground. Maybe we should extend the spring sports or the winter sports out for another couple of weeks so the snow can melt. What do you think about that?
I agree. I'm not ready for basketball to be over, Coach. It's too much fun. And again, you talked about wrestling and swimming. No, it's been a lot of fun. I'm with you 100%. Coach, thank you so much for taking out the time, and we will see you at the games this weekend.
Hey, thanks, Jordan. Have a great day.